Good morning and welcome to worship at West Valley Presbyterian Church. Let's take a moment right now in silent prayer. We're so grateful that we are ever invited to be in your presence, that as we grow in faith, we can come to the throne, even with boldness. We come not as those who have in any way earned the right, but as those who step by step have been enabled by grace and forgiveness to let go of the chains of the past, the burdens, the afflictions of the past, and to step forward in faith and find that through the whole pilgrimage of walking by the Spirit, we are enabled to grow. We are aware, honestly, O Lord, that it is not a path without obstacles or disappointments or failings. But we press forward. With the Apostle Paul, we are so grateful that we need be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to make our requests known to you, with a promise that as we do, step by step, the peace that you offer in Christ and through the work of the Spirit will touch and heal and keep our hearts and minds as we walk the walk with Christ. Thank you that we are not merely people on the face of the earth who believe, though we do. And though we are not simply pilgrims in the midst of a world of huge population, most of whom who do not know Christ, we are grateful that we, in this walk, in the midst of this needy world of humanity, we are at the same time drawn into something great, powerful, the life of Christ in the world. That we are brought into a fellowship which shares, as part of the body of Christ, not only an empowerment but a destiny. And that as we live our trembling lives, we can live them, O Lord, in the confidence of the ultimate victory of Christ, which is given to us as a gift. But in the midst of our time, though we are not possessed by anxiety, we carry burdens. And we would lift them up to you now, Lord, specific prayer concerns, naming those who are on our hearts, confessing those things that need to be confessed as we pray in silence. The Apostle John wrote long ago, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We would walk the cleansing walk, O Lord, remembering as well that we work out our salvation with fear and trembling, but knowing that you are at work in us both to will and to do your good pleasure. And so, O Father, we are here in worship to be nurtured, to be people of praise and gratitude, to carry your praise and hearts of gratitude everywhere we go. And we would do so, O Lord, in the knowledge that we are embraced by a saving power which cannot be broken. We thank you for the words of our Lord Jesus to his disciples in teaching them to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Morning, everybody. My name is Bruce Ramirez. I'm a Christian and a person in recovery. If you wouldn't mind praying with me. Heavenly Father, Lord and Savior, and that Spirit that lives within us, thank you for everything. Amen. I like those short and to the point prayers. Okay, I was one of the ones that went down to Fuller, Pasadena, and participated in the NACR seminar, which stands for National Association for Christian Recovery. I want to thank Pastor Kim, who isn't here, but for the invitation and allowing me to participate. Okay, there was a lot of material over the 4 days at the conference. I pulled one thing out to share with you this morning, and I'm going to title it, Just Jesus and Me is Not Enough. Hope that got your attention, because it did me when that guy said it. I'm like, what? No, Jesus is everything. Most people I talked to down there, they were recovering from some sort of addiction, mostly alcohol. Many of us have heard of AA or Alcoholics Anonymous. It is a great program to help those that are fighting addiction of alcohol. I am familiar with AA because it saved the life of a good friend and also my brother Scott. AA, the people call the meetings the rooms. The rooms are a safe place for all those who choose to recover. Keyword, those who choose. I've been in the rooms with friends and my brother because Jesus is not enough. Sharing with my brother my experience at the seminar, he said I should have my 3-year chip for as many times as I've been in the rooms as support. And if you don't know, AA honors sobriety with chips. The point made at the seminar was the people in recovery need more than Jesus. They need you. They need me. They need all of us to come along and support. We need the help of each other. A short story by Dr. Matt Russell, and this guy, I had a hard time. This guy was all over the place. But I still had to pay attention because every once in a while he had those nuggets that I had to grab. But he also was a recovering alcoholic. Okay. A woman was sexually abused at a young age by her father. The mother would actually put a wig on her so that the dad would disassociate her as being his daughter. So the mother was participating in this. Little girl is now an adult. She's a prostitute and actually has a daughter of her own. She does not know a good place, a safe place, like probably every one of us have had in our life. You know, where we've had a good place, we understand what happiness is. I don't believe in his story. He says that this gal never had one because of the abuse and then her lifestyle. If all she was offered is just Jesus and her, that will not work. I can imagine her saying, is that all you have for me? Just me and some guy named Jesus? That makes sense. She has never known a good place. With people coming alongside, walking with her, letting her know what Jesus has done for us, there's hope. It's Jesus, you, me, and others. That's what does work. One last little story, and then we're going to show a video. And as I've gotten up here before, you all know that I usually cry. So here it comes. My last story. I was not in a good place at the seminar. As some of you know, Teresa and I have experienced several loved ones leaving us, leaving this world and going home to a better place over the last 5 weeks. One was my Christian counselor, LaVon, of over 20 years. It was through LaVon and God working through her that I became a Christian. Again, someone coming alongside me and helping me out. Our team that went down there knew I was having a tough time. So one day at break, I was confronted by Sandy, Debbie, Victoria and Chris, which was very helpful. Again, coming alongside me, girding me up. So I want to thank the team for doing that for me. Thanks. I believe we are all recovering from something, not necessarily an addiction. And like myself, we all need more than just Jesus. So we're going to play a video that was really, for where I was, great timing. Isn't that imagine that God would meet us where we are. Isn't that a wonderful thing? So I would invite you to stand up when we start this, because when they played it down there at Fuller, none of us could sit in our seats. And feel free to clap and enjoy it. Please pay attention to the first artist, the words that he says. Okay? And let's be gentle and kind to each other. Thank you.